You're listening to SBS News.
The very existence of this green grass oval is something of a miracle. In the dusty, dry, remote APY lands, locals say it hasn't rained in over 2 years. Paul Vandenberg from the Port Adelaide Football Club says he hopes the new oval will help unite the at times fractured community.
There's absolutely a bit of a religion up here. Football's the key, and it just seems to be the one thing that brings all communities together.
The vast and arid APY lands is a local government area, home to under 3,000 people, spread across a dozen small communities. With a landmass of over 100,000 kilometres squared, the region is larger than South Korea. Growing the grass oval has been no easy feat in this dry part of the country, where water is precious and scarce. The project involved a $2.5 million investment from the South Australian Water Corporation to treat and reuse the wastewater from the town. SA Water's Anna Jackson says it was important that the oval was sustainable.
It means that you've got a sustainable green oval as well into the future. It's because you've got that environmentally sound supply of water. You're not reliant on it falling from the sky. You can actually take it straight out of the wastewater treatment plant.
For some of the kids used to playing barefoot in the red dirt, it's the first time they've ever seen a grass oval. But it's not been the only challenge for football here. The local community league, with players of all ages, was formed in 2006 as part of a program to combat petrol sniffing in the area. Last year, the league was shut down due to match day violence between players and supporters of various clubs. Football is an integral part of the community up here, and despite the problems of the past, the coach of the local Central Swans club, Stanley Windy, says he hopes the grass oval will bring everyone together.
I think grass will be good, really good for them.
Port Adelaide's Mr. Vandenberg, who has been working in remote Indigenous communities for Port Adelaide for almost a decade, says the unifying impact of football stretches well beyond the desert.
Often we can see that there's a black and white issue in Australia, but when you bring football into it, it removes all colours and we're all there together on the field together.
In Armitage, Gianni Blacali, SBS News.